How the Seasons Were Born, a Greek myth, adapted by Imelda Vasquez Cordova, illustrated by Jorge Mendoza. Genre: a myth is an old story that often explains something about nature. Question of the week: why are some changes difficult? Zeus was king of all the Greek gods, ruler of the heavens and the sky. He could control the weather, causing rain and huge storms. But perhaps one of his greatest powers was his ability to throw lightning bolts. Zeus had two brothers, Poseidon and Hades. Poseidon was king of the sea, the coral reefs, and earthquakes. Hades was king of the underworld. Zeus also had three sisters, Hestia, Hera, and Demeter. Demeter was the goddess of earth and nature. She had the power to say which plants, trees, and crops grew, and which ones didn't. Demeter was kind and generous. She taught people how to sow and cultivate grain and told them when the best time for harvest was. Demeter loved the summer months, and she loved her people. But there was something Demeter loved most of all, and that was her daughter, Persephone. Persephone was a sweet and kind girl. When mother and daughter were together, happiness filled the air. Flowers blossomed, fruits grew, and trees danced and swayed in the wind, scattering their seeds across the earth. Persephone loved it when the beautiful, yellow narcissus flowers blossomed. She would often go out and sit among the flowers under the apple tree with a sliver of cake made by her mother. She loved to feel the warm sun on her face and listen to the birds tweeting. Persephone regularly joined the other children when they helped their parents harvest the food. She loved listening to all their stories. But most of all, she loved listening to her mother's tales about the mighty gods and goddesses. Persephone wanted to meet Zeus and see his lightning bolts. She wanted to see Poseidon's trident, talk to Hera, and walk with Hestia. Persephone was scared of Hades, though. "You don't want to meet Hades, my love. You'd need to go to the underworld, and it's a very somber place. Besides, if you ate anything in the underworld, you'd never be able to leave. I'd never see you again." Hades ruled the damp, dark home of the dead, which was full of cold, rocky canyons and trees with no leaves that rattled and shook with the wind. The gates of the underworld were guarded by Cerberus, a fierce three-headed dog. Hades was grim and even cold, but he was not evil. As you can imagine, Hades didn't have many visitors in the underworld, and he often felt lonely and restless. "It's about time I visited the world of the living," thought Hades, so he took his chariot and flew up to Earth. That evening, Demeter and Persephone were walking through the golden fields, admiring the fiery orange sky turned to pomegranate pink as the sun set, when suddenly Demeter lost her balance and fell. "Mother, are you all right?" cried Persephone.
"Persephone, I have a bad feeling. Something terrible is about to happen," she whispered.
Persephone helped her mother to her feet. "Let's go home," she said. That evening, Persephone went back out under the now dark sky to pick some apples from the trees. She wanted to surprise her mother with a delicious apple pie for breakfast. Suddenly, she saw something hiding in the bushes. As she got closer, she could make out three heads. It was Cerberus. "Woof, woof," Cerberus barked as he wagged his tail. When Hades saw Persephone petting Cerberus, he was consumed by love. Most people would be terrified of a three-headed dog, But Persephone didn't seem to mind its monstrous appearance. Hades saw how kind and beautiful Persephone was. "I will have her as my queen," he thought. "Then I will never be lonely again." The next morning, Persephone looked for Cerberus. She could see him in the fields, sniffing the beautiful narcissus flowers with all three of his heads. She walked out to greet him and picked a couple of the flowers to give to her mother. Suddenly, a scaly hand grabbed her wrist and pulled her into a golden chariot. She looked around and saw Hades. Before she could cry out, they were traveling deep down into the darkest depths of the underworld.
"Welcome to your new home, my queen. You'll learn to like it here. Cerberus will look after you," Hades said.
Persephone looked around. She couldn't believe where she was.
"Let me go home, please," she cried. "My mother will be worried about me."
But Hades wouldn't let her go.
"Come, eat something. The trip to the underworld is exhausting," Hades tried to convince Persephone.
"I won't eat anything. I know what you're trying to do," Persephone yelled.
When Demeter realized her daughter was missing, she started to worry. She asked everyone if they had seen her daughter, but no one had seen her. No one knew what had happened. Finally, she asked Helios, the sun god, what had happened.
"Hades has taken Persephone as his queen," he replied.
"No, this cannot be," cried Demeter. "My poor Persephone!"
As the days, then months passed, Demeter grew more and more upset. She missed her daughter terribly. She forgot about the earth. Crops and plants started to die, and there was no food. But Demeter did not care. She could only think about her daughter living in the underworld. Zeus saw that his people were starving.
"You cannot let all the crops die," he told Demeter.
"I will not give the earth my blessing unless my daughter is returned to me," she replied. Zeus promised to help her, so he sent Hermes, the messenger of the gods, to the kingdom of the dead. Every day, Hades brought Persephone plates and plates of delicious food and colorful fruits, and then every day, he threw the plates of food away when she didn't eat. But weeks had gone by, and Persephone was starving. She reached for a pomegranate. It reminded her of the sky at sunset, and of her mother, who she missed terribly.
"The seeds are so small. Maybe if I eat just a few, no one will notice," she thought.
So Persephone ate 6 pomegranate seeds. When Hermes arrived, he saw Persephone. Her skin was pale and grayish, and she looked so frail and lifeless. Persephone's eyes lit up when she saw him. She knew what his arrival meant. Finally, she would leave the dreary underworld and be reunited with her mother. Persephone ran to her mother when she saw her, and they both wept tears of joy. But Hermes had made a deal with Hades. Persephone had eaten 6 pomegranate seeds in the underworld. That meant she had to return to Hades for 6 months of the year to be his queen. When Persephone returned to the underworld, she married Hades.
"Come, my queen, let us reign over the underworld. This is your home now," Hades told Persephone.
"Only for 6 months, do not forget that," the queen of the underworld replied.
This is how the seasons were born. Demeter went around the world preparing everything to welcome Persephone back. She made sure the flowers blossomed and the crops were ready for her daughter's arrival in spring. By summer, men and women could harvest and have food on their table again. But this did not last. In the fall, Persephone went back to Hades. Demeter wept and mourned the loss of her daughter. She forgot about Earth and let the crops and flowers die. Winter came, and with it the cold and difficult times to survive.